It's 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. I am Sarah, and on the phone, we have Amy Lee of Evanescence.
Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you for calling. And first and foremost, I want to wish you a happy belated birthday. I hope that you took some time to celebrate yesterday.
Yeah, just chill, like, old people style. Like, kid went to grandma's, went to dinner, totally slept awesome in bed by, like, 11:30.
That actually sounds amazing right about
beautiful.
Now. Yeah. So Evanescence is going to be part of MMBBQ 2019, our annual summer kickoff festival. This year it's happening on Saturday, May 18th. And we here at MMR are super excited to welcome you guys back. So thank you so much for being a part of it. We're really looking forward to it.
Thanks. We are too. We've been doing this, you know, orchestral version of our show for a while now. We just finished that. So I think we're all really looking forward to changing it back up and getting back to rocking a little bit. It's time.
Nice.
So thanks for giving us the opportunity.
Absolutely. Anytime. Also on the bill, Shinedown, Joan Jett, The Struts, a whole host of others. So when Evanescence does festivals, do you try to watch the other bands that are playing that day if you've got the time?
Definitely. Especially if it's someone that either we're friends with or a band that we, you know, particularly like. One of the cool things about festivals is getting to see music, you know, getting to go to a show as well as putting on one. So I've never seen Joan Jett. I'm super excited about that one, and I would love to high-five her. That would be insane.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing her as well. Was Joan Jett an influence of yours when you were first getting into music and decided that you wanted to become a performer?
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, my gosh. I have these pictures of me, like, when I'm 15 years old wearing a rad old vintage Joan Jett shirt. for sure. There have been a lot of badasses to pave the way for us girls in rock, and she is one of the biggest ones from back in the day in such a beautiful and awesome way. So, yes, we can't do it without each other. There's been a lot of great women to go before me.
I love it. So you mentioned that your last few shows in the Philly area involved an orchestra. You're not going to be bringing that to the MMBBQ, but I was wondering how creating and performing that whole show, because it's very different from your standard rock show. I was wondering how doing that changed the way that you approach your set when it's just your band minus the orchestra.
It's going to take, it's funny. It took a long time to adjust, you know, to do the orchestral show, because you have to think about everything differently. The way that you perform, the way that you stand, the way that you dress, like down to the way that it sounds in your ears. It wasn't like we just added an orchestra. We really changed and sort of stripped back a lot of what we were doing and accentuated different things. So it was awkward. Like, we really had to just like get into a new headspace as musicians, which I really loved. I like that challenge. You know, you can kind of just do the same thing forever, and that's boring to me. Like, I want to feel like we're learning new things and challenging ourselves and trying new things. So I loved it. But we've done it long enough now that we're comfortable now in that zone, and we haven't got up there and done the rocking thing. I think one of the differences is that when you're putting on the rock show and there's just the five of us on stage, I definitely feel a different amount of, like, I have a need to constantly be sort of charging up the energy of the place, like the audience, engaging them, like using the wireless mic and going, you know, to different spots on the stage and definitely yelling a little bit more. it's a different thing. And there's more volume behind me too. So I definitely have to project my voice in a different way. So I'm not nervous about it, but we haven't practiced it yet, and we haven't actually played rock style in over a year. So I'm kind of like curious about it again. It's like, all right, how are we going to do this? We're not going to do an entirely new show. Obviously, we don't have a new rock album out yet, but we have to do something to make it a little bit different from whatever was last time. But for us, the whole thing is going to feel different because it is different than what we've been doing recently.
That's so interesting that before, approaching the orchestra idea was a challenge, and now just getting back to basics seems like the challenge. But that's really cool that you're willing to try new things. I actually, here in Philadelphia, I recently saw Hanson, and they are touring with an orchestra right now, and they also put out an album called String Theory, which is kind of the same idea of what you did with Synthesis, where it's a lot of new music, but some songs from your back catalog reworked. And I'm not a musician, but I imagine that that was a challenge as well, not only rearranging the songs, but presenting them to your fans in a way that's not going to completely throw them off. Was that scary at all?
It was scary a little bit, but it was mainly just like really fun, especially since a lot of what we did was go back into our older material. You know, you play a song, when you write a song, it's all open. Like, you don't know, it's kind of hard to explain. You don't know what is going to be necessarily at the forefront. Like, emotionally or like what instrument, like even when it, even down to like mixing the album, like you make choices at the end that really set it in stone for the way that it's going to sound to you over and over and over and to everybody else forever, seemingly. And then to be able to go back in and let it all be fresh again and go, okay, like just because the main thing that you're always hearing during this song was a guitar or a piano, that doesn't have to be the way it is anymore. Let's strip that whole part completely away and let it be something else, and let something else, maybe something else that was already there, have a chance to shine. Where I think I like to listen to music with a lot going on. I'm a really detail-oriented person, so there's a lot going on in our music. But I recognize the fact that a lot of times when you're listening to a song, me included, like you're really only hearing a couple of things. Like the rest of it just becomes part of the atmosphere. So it's cool to be able to like pluck different colors out of the picture and pump them up for a different version, you know? I thought that was really exciting.
We know that the band is taking a bit of a holiday breather right now, and you said that you guys are going to start writing for the next album in 2019. Is there any sort of timeline yet for new Evanescence music?
Well, we know that we want to do it, and it's not one of those things where it's like, yeah, someday maybe we'll do something again. It's like everybody's on board, and we're getting together to do a few shows next year in this style, partially because I think it'll be good for us to sort of get back to that root, like just get back to playing like Evanescence style, rock and roll, you know, and just jive together again. I really love my band. I really like hanging out with them, and I really like making music with them. When we get together, a lot of times it's just that we're just starting out some big tour, and it's a lot of just like rehearsing and remembering and repeating, but we're filled as we hang out and play together with ideas and inspiration that we don't really have time on a show day, you know, to get together and like jam and flesh out any ideas.
Right.
So I think it's going to be cool that instead of getting on a long tour, next year is sort of like an open year for getting inspired and being creative and getting together to play a few shows also. So we have the time to get together and, you know, feel each other, be a band, but also there's room all around us, you know, for us to go, okay, now how about, that was fun, I got an idea, how about like, you know, next week,
right,
is everybody free? Let's get together. Let's jam. Let's see how it goes, because we can. So I'm looking forward to that. The timeline is just that. We're going to really spend next year trying to focus on figuring out exactly what we want it to sound like, try to write some songs or see what happens. So I don't know. We're just going to be working on it next year. Hopefully by the end, I mean, I'm sure by the end of the year, we'll kind of know what's going on.
Nice,
so I'll just
yeah.
check back in with me and May. We'll see if we have any more info for you.
Right. I know that you take a really unconventional approach to releasing music. And now I'm wondering if releasing singles instead of an album is something that
right.
you'd be interested in doing. Has that ever crossed your mind?
Yeah, totally. I like the fact that things have changed. Like, I'm an old school person when it comes to music in a lot of ways. I like albums. I like stories. I like it when something can be cool by itself, but also be a part of something bigger and make sense in a different context. But it doesn't always have to be like that, because I don't always listen to music that way anymore. It's not like I'm always sitting and listening to a whole album. You can love a song by somebody and there's only like one or two songs that you like by that artist, and that's okay, you know? I'm open-minded about it. I feel like it's always been sort of our method to think of things in terms of an album, but I'm not stuck to that completely this time. Like, what if you had an idea? It's cool that you have the ability to think like this. What if you had an idea about part of the songs that you're making, like four of them or something, to be one style, and then you had an idea for like four songs over here to be this totally other style, and then you want to take some time and do some covers and do these four styles. I just think it's cool to be able to have the freedom to commit to less and do more. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm totally open to doing like a few songs instead of an album here and there, and
wow,
see what happens.
With all these ideas you have now, I'm imagining this like series of EPs, and each one is entirely different from the next. I cannot wait to see what you come up with next year. This is going to be great.
That'll be fun. No pressure.
None at all. No, never. Evanescence, part of MMRBQ 2019, Saturday, May 18th. Tickets just went on sale, so make sure you grab them before they're gone. Amy Lee, thank you so much for calling MMR today.
Thank you, Sarah. We can't wait. We'll see you soon.